Yo, what's good? Check it out. This your boy Elder Sensei, one half of the legendary Artifacts. You are right now in tune to my man Tim Einenkel at the library on rapstation.com. Let's get it popping, y'all. Artifacts. Peace, Elder Sensei. I'm out.
This is your Quran, the Bible. To be a true MC icon, an idol. The content you put in your songs are vital. Like training for the UFC, you want a title. Slam thoughts on the canvas, flip them and pen them. Metaphors and similes are synonyms in them. Spit heat around the town, the more you get it heard. Till you spit at least 3,000 miles before it hit a curve. Then blood your rhymes in your rap pages. Wordplay, the punchlines and catchphrases. Deep sport for players and ballers, new game.
This MC has the best lyrical skills because of this. It's the debate that all us hip-hop heads have with their friends. Each side believes they won the argument because they cited lyrics, albums, etc. of the artist, which is clearly more substantial than the lyrics, albums, etc. of the other artists. But there is really no clear way of determining who is the clear winner of this debate. Well, that might change. Data mining student Eric Malmy, doctoral student in Aalto University, has created an algorithm that answers that very question. Who are the most skillful English-speaking rappers? With that, I welcome Eric to the program, The Library with Tim Einenkel, on rapstation.com. Thank you so much for joining me, Eric.
Thank you. Hi.
So first off, what is Rapalyzer?
So Rapalyzer is a computer program which automatically detects multisyllabic rhymes from rap lyrics. Mm-hmm. And so based on these detected rhymes, it computes what I call the rhyme factor, which is essentially the average rhyme length used by the artist. And then you can use this rhyme factor, for example, to rank these rappers based on who uses the longest rhymes.
And on your website, Mining for Meaning, you write, quote, "For more details about how Rapalyzer works, you might want to go directly to the source code, which is fully available at GitHub, or just ask you." So I can't figure out the source code. I can't follow it. So I have to ask you, how does it actually work?
Well, first of all, the most typical type of rhymes that are used in rap nowadays are the so-called assonance rhymes. Mm-hmm. So this means that you try to make the vowel sounds of the rhyming words match. So the consonants don't matter so much. So in order to detect these vowel sounds or these assonance rhymes, first you need to somehow extract the vowel sounds from the lyrics. And in order to do this, I use a speech synthesizer, which gives me like a phonetic transcription of the lyrics. Mm. And yeah, so then from this phonetic transcription, I just go through the words one by one, find the longest matching vowel sound sequence, so the longest rhymes for each word, and take the average of this of the lengths of these rhymes. Mm.
So obviously rappers, you know, speak more than one language. They don't always just speak English. You can find rappers spitting lyrics in not just English, but in Japanese, Finnish, etc. Mm-hmm. So does Rapalyzer let us know who the best rapper is no matter what language they speak? Or does it only compare rappers who speak Finnish to Finnish rappers, or Japanese to Japanese rappers, English to English rappers?
Well, currently Rapalyzer supports only English and the Finnish language. Mm-hmm. But it would be quite easy to make it support other languages, such as Japanese or whatever, since this speech synthesizer I'm using, it supports something like 40 languages. But the comparisons should usually be done within one language, since the languages are so different that these numbers would not necessarily be comparable.
So, obviously, in order for you to figure out who has the sickest rhymes, you had to implement song lyrics, right? How did you do this manually, or how did you actually take lyrics of each song, or how many songs did you take and input them into this program?
All right, so I made this program which automatically scrapes these lyrics from the web, and in total I have analyzed about 10,000 songs. I think this would have been totally infeasible if you wanted to do this manually. So currently the program just, you can type in the name of the artist and it goes and fetches all the lyrics that are available and runs the analysis for those.
Oh, wow. Do you have every artist out there, or if not, how do you go about selecting, I guess, which artist to use?
Right. Well, I started with all the artists I could think of. And then I simply went through Googling some top lists of all-time best rappers. Mm. and took pretty much everything I could find or everyone I could find. And also it had to be someone for whom some lyrics are available on the web.
It seems to me that just going through kind of the list and just reading up on your blog, Rapalyzer seems to quote unquote punish, I guess, MCs who they use a lot of multis, but they also construct them by often bending the words.
Mm-hmm.
On your list, you have an artist such as Eminem, who's not really ranked high in that list. Do you see this as an issue with the program, or is bending words not an important factor for you when you're determining an MC's lyrical skill?
No, I think it's definitely an important factor, and it is an issue of the program. But the problem with this is that since I'm only analyzing the lyrics as text files, so it's quite impossible to know in which way the artist has pronounced the words if he hasn't used the standard pronunciation. So if you wanted to detect these bended rhymes, you would probably need to analyze the audio files directly. But then it would be more like a PhD project than a hobby project that it's been for me.
So this is a question I probably should have asked you from the get-go. What made you decide to take on this hobby project?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's just that I've been listening to a lot of rap and I've been doing lots of programming. So I thought it would be really cool if I could somehow combine these two passions of mine.
Hmm.
But then also maybe I've noticed that at least some friends I know who don't listen to rap themselves, they kind of fail to appreciate how technically elaborate rap lyrics often are. So I wanted to make this program to illustrate that some artists, they actually put a lot of effort to create these rhymes and construct these complex multisyllabic rhymes.
So is this kind of like a way of, well, you know, obviously it's a way of for you to convince your friends that who don't listen to rap why they should actually, you know, respect the art of rap. But is this also like a way of kind of helping explain to, you know, the older generation why rap is an actual art form and not just noise they hear on the radio or on the street?
Yeah, well, I've noticed that it's especially this older generation who mostly fail to appreciate. So the younger generation seems to be getting it much better.
Prior to you creating this program, I guess from a personal standpoint, who was your number one MC? And prior to creating this program, what was the reason that you give that he or she was the best?
Well, I've been mostly listening to guys like Eminem, Jay-Z, Lecrae, and Jedi Mind Tricks. And
nice.
Well, Eminem, well, he's great. Like, he not only does he construct these complex multisyllabic rhymes, but he has all these cool rhyme patterns, and he's really like a genius of making these. But of course, like when you say what is the best rapper, you don't only consider the technical aspect, but it's also the content of the lyrics. So if the artist can kind of tell a cool story or make you laugh or something like that while using these complex rhymes, that's when it really makes an impact on you.
Has your, since creating the program and, you know, implementing the data, has your opinion of your personal number one MC changed, or has it not changed yet?
Well, it's hard to say who is like number one, but at least I've discovered many new artists that I hadn't listened to before at all and started to really appreciate and like their music.
So what's next? What do you hope comes of this program? I mean, is it complete, or do you still, are there still bugs you're kind of working out?
Well, what I think would be really cool would be that to go from merely analyzing the lyrics to actually generating rap lyrics automatically. So I would kind of want to build some sort of artificial intelligence algorithm which automatically creates rap lyrics. And this is actually what I'm currently working on. So we have this website called BattleBot, where you can go and type in any line that comes to your mind, and it finds you the best rhyming rap lines from this artist that I analyzed for my post. But what it still lacks is that it would somehow need to understand that which lines fit together considering the meaning of the lines also. So this is what I'm working currently.
Do you have an end date of when you want this to be completed, or?
I don't know. I guess that's like a project that never becomes totally finished, so you can always improve it. But I'm pretty sure that within the next few months, I'll get the first version out.
What's the best way for listeners to kind of follow or even read more about Rapalyzer?
So I would recommend to go and read the original blog post, which can be found on my blog called Mining for Meaning. So, yeah.
Eric Malmy, he's a doctoral student at Aalto University. He's created this amazing program. Now you have scientific evidence why you believe your MC is the sickest. Eric, thank you so much for joining me on The Library with Tim Einenkel on rapstation.com.
Thank you, Tim. Killing off it. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office, with Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack, I'm an MC still as honest, but as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic, kill them all. This flippity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into a piss and match with this rapity rap pack and a Mac in the back of the yak backpack. Rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty gag, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of pads to crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F bombs. Do my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad for the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece. Cause I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, all my people from the front to the back nod, now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, let me show you maintaining ain't that hard, everybody want the key and the secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will there be truth for the blueprints, simply raging youthful exuberance, everybody loves the root for a nuisance, hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since.